Remember to review your memory verses as well as just learning them. Remember to review them. Review will help keep them fresh before you, help keep them fresh in case the Lord needs to use a verse in someone around you's life. He'll have that verse there to be able to use. So review. Take your cards out, put them in a 3x5 box. You can buy plastic boxes, keep them in there and track through them. It's amazing how reviewing God's word and keeping it in front of you will make such a big difference. Everybody's got books. Everybody's all set there. Real quick word of testimony. Anybody this week? Just something real quick that happened to you this week. Anybody? Okay. All right. The Lord was good to us all. Amen. We're all here. Amy, go ahead. Oh, praise the Lord. Healthy baby, healthy mom. Man, all those statistics, wow. Praise the Lord for healthy baby, healthy mom. They had to go, you said emergency C-section? After 14 hours of labor. Well, praise the Lord, baby's okay. Too big. That's a big baby. It's a big baby. Really? Wow. Well, praise the Lord. She'll forget most of that, won't she? I'm not a mom, but they tell me when that baby comes, a lot of the other stuff tends to drift, and certainly over the years, but you still have the baby. Still another young person to serve the Lord, to honor the Lord. Our lesson today, turn with me to Genesis 41. When God works on the other end, while Joseph was in prison, God was working on his behalf in the palace of Pharaoh. The Lord caused Pharaoh to have a dream. As Pharaoh was troubled over his dream, the butler remembered Joseph down in the prison. Joseph was called forth and enabled by God to interpret the dream. God worked on the other end to deliver Joseph, not just where Joseph was, but where Joseph was going to be. God was working there. And God does the same for us. In our life, God works out ahead as he completes his plan in our lives. As we consider our lessons today, we will look at a few things. We need to understand that God works on both ends. He works right here where we are, and he also works in preparation, and whether we're praying for other people or whatever it may be, God works on both ends. Then we need to see that God has promised to honor those who honor him. God will honor those who honor him. Then, when we honor God in the secret places of our lives, we can trust him to keep the promises that he's given to us. The secret places of our lives. The hardest place to honor the Lord. Because there's no one else there that could, if we were to do wrong, that would see us and say, hey, Brother Raybert, you're not going down the right path. Is there something I can do for you? Those secret places that only we and God see. When we start honoring the Lord in those places, we'll see great victory in our lives. Because God will honor them that honor him. Then to understand God's work in his people's lives, and that he still speaks to people today. If you have a loved one that you're praying for salvation, God still speaks to people. God is still in the soul-winning business. You may have to pray a while. You may have to pray a long while. You prayed how many years for Daddy? 30 years. Don't stop praying. Because someday, that person will, by the grace of God, will walk down an aisle and trust Jesus Christ as their Savior. I remember the day Daddy was saved. We had just been married not long. Mama had gotten cancer and prayed, God, my husband needs to be saved if it takes my very life. And it took her life, but she got him saved. She saw him saved before she went to glory. What a blessing. What a blessing. God is still in the saving business today. It may take a while. You pray anyway, and you pray long, and you pray hard. We have a faithful God. Then we can trust God to do what is right in His perfect time. In His time. I don't know about you. My time is usually right here, real close, right now, Lord. Now is a real good time. But certainly as we look at the life of Joseph, God worked way out, 2 years to get things prepared. Joseph, and I say 2 years, actually from the time Joseph was 17, God worked in his life that his life would honor the Lord. When God works on the other end, our memory verse, 1 Samuel 2:30, "For them that honor me I will honor, and they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed." We often have an easier time believing that God can work in us than believing He can work in the lives of those for whom we are concerned. We need to realize that God works on both ends, not just where we are, but where other people are, and those things that He works on ahead. While Joseph was in prison, his God was working on his behalf in the palace of Pharaoh. Genesis 41, we'll start reading in verse 1. And it came to pass at the end of 2 full years that Pharaoh dreamed, and behold, he stood by the river. And behold, there came up out of the river 7 well-favored kine, fat fleshed, and they fed in the meadow. And behold, 7 other kine came up after them out of the river, ill-favored and lean flesh, and stood by the other kine upon the brink of the river. And the ill-favored and lean flesh kine did eat up the 7 well-favored and fat kine. So Pharaoh awoke, and he slept and dreamed the second time. And behold, 7 ears of corn came up of one stalk, rank and good, and behold, the 7 thin ears, and blasted with the east wind, sprang up after them. And the 7 thin ears devoured the 7 rank ears, and Pharaoh awoke, and behold, it was a dream. And it came to pass in the morning that his spirit was troubled, and he sent and called for all the magicians of Egypt, and all the wise men thereof, and Pharaoh told them his dream. But there was none that could interpret them unto Pharaoh. Pharaoh woke up, and finally it was time for the guys that had been getting paid for a long time to do dreams and interpret them. It was finally time for them to do their jobs, and they couldn't do it. They couldn't do it. Why? Because those visions were to the Lord, and God would give the power, and God was preparing a young man to come in, and as Genesis 50, verse 20 says, that you meant it for evil, but God meant it unto good to bring to pass, as it is this day, to save much people alive. The Lord had a mighty plan for Joseph, and that was going to be to feed the known world at that time. God had him there for that divine plan. The Bible says in Genesis 41, 1, that at the end of 2 full years, 2 full years, this guy was in prison. Pharaoh dreamed a dream. 2 full years had passed since Joseph had been falsely accused and placed in the king's prison. He met Pharaoh where he had met Pharaoh's butler and baker. Joseph was enabled by God to interpret their dreams. The butler promised to remember Joseph, but after 2 years, it seemed that he had been forgotten. I imagine being in that prison, I would have felt like the man had forgotten me after 2 years. I'd have felt that long before then. But God was doing a work in Joseph's life. And God does work in our lives. And sometimes that work takes a little time. Seems like especially with me, it takes a little time. Because the Lord works and I fail, and the Lord works and I fail, and God is always good. No doubt God worked in Joseph's heart during this time of loneliness. He had to trust God and find comfort in Him. But we want to emphasize that God also works on the other end. God works in preparation. All of us have difficulties. I don't know if you realize that, but all of us have difficulties. None of us are on flowery beds of ease being carried along. We all have difficulties. Brother Moore, oh, thank you very much. We all have difficulties with which we have to deal. Thank you, Brother Moore. Whether it be our homes, our jobs, other people. I don't know about you, but that's a big one for me, other people. Actually, the big one is myself, then other people. Remember, God is at work on the other end. God has a plan for you. God has a wonderful plan for your life to honor His name. And He's working on the other end. He's working out there. Not just here where you are today, but He's working on the other end. Second page in your lesson, God deserves to be honored. God deserves to be honored. In this story, we learn that God desires to be honored. God says in 1 Samuel chapter 20 and verse 30. Let's turn there. 1 Samuel 2:30. I'm sorry. 1 Samuel 2:30. Wherefore, the Lord God of Israel saith, I said indeed that thy house and the house of thy father should walk before me forever. But now the Lord saith, be it far from me, for them that honor me I will honor, and they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. God here had Eli, had given Eli's family a job. Eli's family didn't do it. Hophni and Phinehas were horrible sons. Horrible sons. They defiled the temple of God. They defiled God's people. And finally God says to Eli, it's all over. It's all over. Your family has not honored me. I know I told you guys you'd have this job. He said, but you haven't done it. And the Lord says, it's all over for you guys. It's all done. He says, them that honor me, I'm going to honor. And they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. Hophni and Phinehas would die without ever honoring the Lord in their lives. Eli, that privilege that he had would be taken away to stand in the temple, to make the sacrifices, to do the work. That'd be taken away from him. And it'd be given to somebody else that would honor the Lord. The second half of that verse is where you see our memory verse coming out of, them that honor me I will honor, and they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. Even when Joseph was in prison, he was true to the Lord and honored his God. Everything seemed to have gone wrong, but Joseph realized that the Lord deserves to be honored. Joseph, way back in Potiphar's house, when Potiphar's wife had sent all the servants out and cozy little thing, everybody's gone. It's just you and I in the house. Nobody knows anything that happens here today. And she went after the young man. And the young man said, can I do this evil and this sin against God? How can I do this against God? He told her. No, absolutely not. And then she lied about him. He was put in prison. God had a plan for Joseph. God has a plan for you and I. God has a plan for each one of our lives. a specific plan for each one of our lives on how we can honor him. When we think about God and all that he is, he certainly deserves to be honored. He is eternal, almighty, omniscient, omnipresent. He is not only here with us, he is everywhere at the same time. This being the case, God can work here on our end, and he can also work on the other end. If we will honor God, he will honor us. If we will honor our God in our lives that people see, and most of all in our lives that people don't see, if we will honor God, he will honor us. God can work here on our end, and he also works on the other end. If I were to ask you to go through your life and remember testimonies about how God worked on the other end, I'm sure we'd hear fabulous testimonies from people that have walked with the Lord about the goodness of God, how he had gone on before and paved the way and made the way. We serve a mighty God. We serve a loving God. He deserves to be honored. If we honor God, he will honor us. Our confidence must not be in ourselves, but in the secret places of our lives where we have chosen to honor God and believe he will keep his word. Psalm 91:1, that dwell in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. What a place to be. What a place to be. Under the shadow of the Almighty. How do you get there? You dwell in the secret places of the Most High. Those personal times in the morning when you take God's word, and even if it's just a brief daily visit with this wise companion, God's promises new every day to us. It never ceases to amaze me. I've been learning some memory verses this past year, and man, you just see another verse, and it's just so powerful, and somebody hands you a verse, and it's just so powerful. And it's almost like, maybe I have a bad memory, I don't know. It's almost like I've never seen that before. Oh, look at that, that's so good. God's word is powerful. God's word is amazing. It's new every morning, Lamentations 3, 22 and 23 says to us. We have God's word. Our memory verse, Psalm 12:6. We have God's word. What a blessing. Somebody says, well, you know, I don't know what God wants for me to do. God is not trying to hide his will for your life from you or from me. He has sent the Holy Spirit to me. He has given me a written plan that I can follow. 1 Thessalonians 5:24. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. God will perform it. God will finish the work in you. We need to honor the Lord in life. God speaks to men. As we look at this story, we realize also that God speaks to men. Turn with me to Hebrews chapter 1. Hebrews 1, 1 through 3. God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. God has spoken to us in what language? In Son. In Son. Or as it says here, who in sundry times spoke to us by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken to us. Here it says by his Son. Literally, that's in son. That's how God speaks to us in son, through his son. I can remember my Hebrew teacher just pounding that into my little brain. This is how God speaks. God speaks in son. What a blessing that he does. We don't have to guess, Lord, what is it? What do you want from me? Won't you please tell me? We don't have to do that. God sent his son. God sent his spirit. God sent the word that we might know how to live, that we might know what God would have us to do to honor him. God spoke through the prophets, and our true and living God still speaks today. The word of God teaches us this truth. God speaks to us through his son, in son, by his son. God speaks to us through his word, the eternal word of God. As this year's memory verse, God speaks to us through his word. God speaks to us through his spirit. Isaiah 30, 21. Isaiah 30, 21. Isaiah 30, 21. And thine ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. When you turn to the right hand and when you turn to the left hand. God has sent his spirit to guide our steps, to guide what we do, to guide what we say. God has sent his spirit. God had sent his spirit before Joseph to do a work that would honor God. God speaks through other Christians. Proverbs 25, 11 and 12. Proverbs 25, 11 and 12. A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold and pictures of silver, as an earring of gold and an ornament of fine gold. So is, I'm sorry. Kelly, you can't finish that for me, can you? That's, yeah. Proverbs 25, let's turn there. Sorry about that. Going downhill, now I can't find Proverbs. Obedient ear. So it's a wise reprover upon an obedient ear. Thank you, Kelly. God speaks through circumstances also. So often our disappointments are his appointments. So often our disappointments are his appointments. What a blessed truth. Have you seen that true in your life? I dare say you have. Our disappointments are God's appointments. God's appointments. We have Christian brothers that can help us. They can help us if we're not walking in the Lord. They can come alongside if I'm not walking in the Lord. Brother Kelly Dye can come up to me and say, Brother Raver, you know, you're doing some things in your life and they're not in the Bible. And he can come up alongside me and say, Brother Raver, what are you thinking? Are you thinking? Let me help you. God's word is there. We have each other. We have each other to be a blessing. It'd probably be a good thing if all of us had someone that we were answerable to. That we were answerable to. West Coast College out on the West Coast. West Coast Baptist Bible College. Out there, the policy is everyone has someone that they're accountable to. Everyone. That's what brother teaches in his church. What's his name? Brother Chapel, thank you. Brother Chapel teaches the church, everyone has someone they're accountable to. Accountable to. Why? Because it keeps us going down the right path. Do we want to go down the right path? I do. Do I need help? I certainly do. And I have the Holy Spirit and I have God's word. But we can also have a brother. God uses other Christians. God used the circumstances. Through a dream, God stirred Pharaoh, and also proud of the memory of the butler, God spoke to those men and dealt with them. Now here's Pharaoh. Here's a butler. These guys aren't Christians. They're not going to Joseph's church. They're not his Christian brother. And yet God was preparing them. And he was going to use them to work in the life of Joseph. God spoke to those men and he dealt with them. Joseph was called from prison into the royal court of Pharaoh. You can get on your knees and you can talk to God about someone, and God can speak to that person on the other end. A person we love, a family member, someone we know that's not saved. We can pray here and they can be on the other side of the United States, on the other side of the world, as we're praying for Japan and Christians over there at this time. And God works on the other end. We're thankful for that. We're thankful for that truth. We're thankful that we have seen that truth in our lives before. Not only do we have the promise in God's word, but we've seen it in the past. We have those trophies sitting on a shelf where we can go back and say, yeah, I remember when the Lord did it there, and I remember when the Lord did it there. What a blessing. Not only do we have his promises, we have those trophies where God has done it in the past. God does what is right at the right time. At the right time. And the right time is his time. For our last scripture, turn to Genesis 41, verse 17. Genesis 41, verse 17 and 18. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, in my dream, behold, I stood upon the river bank, and behold, there came up out of the river seven kine, fat fleshed and well favored, and they fed in the meadows. We see in the life of Joseph that God does what is right at the right time. At the right time. When Pharaoh had a burden and his heart was troubled, then God worked on the memory of the butler to tell about Joseph. God brought Joseph forth at just the right time. God's timing is right. God's timing is perfect in our lives. It might not seem that way at the time. Joseph's timing, I'm sure, would not have I'm sure if Joseph could have signed up for staying in prison for 2 years, I'm sure he wouldn't have signed up for that. I know I wouldn't have signed up for it. But God's timing is right. We spend much time of our lives trying to get things from God before we are ready to receive them. We must believe that God will do right in his time. God's timing is perfect. It was perfect in the life of Joseph. God's timing is perfect in our lives. God had worked on the other end for Joseph. God worked on the other end for the cares that you carry, for the cares that I carry. God will work on the other end, not just here in our lives, but for those cares. Whether it's, I'm sure many of you have lost family members that you're praying for and that you've been praying for. God will work on the other end. You continue to pray. You continue to be faithful. You continue to honor God as Joseph did, and God will honor you. God will honor you. God will work here in your life, and God will work on the other end in preparation and in other people's hearts. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we're thankful for your word. We're thankful that as we look back across our lives, we've seen you time after time after time be so faithful. We love you, we praise you, we thank you. Lord, help us to honor you in our lives. And Lord, most of all, in the secret places of our lives, may we honor you. When we're where nobody else knows and nobody else sees, God, give us victory in those times. Help us to purpose to honor you in our lives. Lord, might you be glorified through our lives. We pray in Jesus' name, amen.